Several friends and I were discussing homeschooling several months ago, and these are online friends that I have, and the word fear just kept coming up. One mom posted that she was just feeling completely overwhelmed and intimidated and scared, just plain right out scared. And so we opened it up and said, does anybody else feel this way? And what are you scared of? Let's talk about what we are scared of and see what the Lord has to say about those things. So over the course of this discussion, we basically highlighted five fears that seem to be universal in homeschool moms, if you could call our little group universal. But from the moms that I have talked to as I've traveled around to different state conventions and conferences, I think everyone at some time or other faces one or two or all of these fears. And we want to talk about those today. Here's what the five fears are that we identified. First, we might be afraid of what God wants from us. One mom put it this way, the thought of plunging into homeschooling full time is like hitting a huge, fearful wall that seems massively intimidating. Now, I'm curious, how many of you are just starting out? This is your first year. Okay, good. So none of us are massively intimidated, right? Not quite, yes. We all... That's true. Yes, seems like every year is the first year in a way. That is true. And there are different things to be intimidated about. The second fear that we talked about was this whole idea of feeling inadequate. And one mom put it this way, it just feels like so much is dependent on me and I am so flawed. Another mom said, this is just way too much for me to do along with the housework. Yes. Been there, done that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. The third fear that we talked about is one that I think all moms deal with. I think we women are the master of this fear, and it's the fear of what if. I don't know about you, but it's really easy for me to have what if scenarios playing on the big screen in my mind all day long. It'll just do, what if this, but what if this, but what if that? And one mom put it this, well, she was afraid, what if I do my children a disservice by homeschooling them? Another mom said she was afraid, what if my children go haywire and rebel? Another mom said, the constant needs of my family just seem like more than I have in me to give. What if I can't keep up? A fourth fear that we talked about was the fear of ridicule or rejection. I love the way this mom put it. Sometimes I feel like it's me against the world, and honestly, I don't have the energy. I've talked with a lot of homeschool moms whose relatives are the ones who are ridiculing and rejecting because of their decision to homeschool. And that is a hard place to be in. It's easy to be afraid of what's going to happen if I am ridiculed or rejected. So we're going to talk about that tonight. The fifth area of fear is, what about my weak areas? We all have weak areas. One mom put it this way. She had, I think this lady had a son who was really into science, and that was not this mom's strong suit at all. So she said, I'm afraid that my kids won't be able to do the things God designed them to do because of my lack of diligence in teaching certain subjects. Maybe your strength is art. Maybe your strength is math. And it just depends how God created you as to what your weak area is. We all have a weak area and a strong area. And that is, of course, going to come into play in our homeschooling, but it is not something we have to be afraid of.